This is SBS Audio.
'Australia kini dilanda cuaca panas yang terlalu ekstrim, mencecah 45 darjah Celsius. Adakah anda sedari akan risiko akibat pendedahan terhadap cuaca panas begini? Ikuti laporan SBS Bahasa Melayu ini untuk petua menghadapi suhu panas yang terlalu ekstrim setiap kali muncul musim panas. Akibat perubahan iklim sejagat, cuaca panas terlalu ekstrim dijangka berlaku lebih kerap dan lebih teruk, sekaligus memberi kesan terhadap kehidupan kita dalam segala aspek sosial, kesihatan, ekonomi dan alam sekitar. Kini, sebahagian besar benua Australia mengalami cuaca panas dengan suhu yang mencecah 45 darjah Celsius. Buat kali pertamanya, Biro Meteorologi Australia menerbitkan penilaian risiko iklim kebangsaan yang menegaskan bahawa dalam dunia yang semakin panas, ancaman semula jadi juga turut berubah. Profesor Ollie Jay, pengarah akademik Pusat Penyelidikan Suhu dan Kesihatan di Universiti Sydney berkata, perubahan ini kini jelas dialami oleh penduduk Australia.
What we're seeing over the last 20 years or so is that the number of heat waves is increasing, the duration of the heat waves, so they're lasting longer and also they're more severe as well.
Cuaca panas terlalu ekstrim ini disebabkan gabungan faktor persekitaran yang menghasilkan tekanan suhu serta kesannya terhadap tubuh badan yang dikenali sebagai beban haba.
So heat stress is the features of the environment. The temperature, which is measured in the shade, the accompanying humidity, whether you're in direct solar radiation or not, and also how windy it is as well. The heat strain is the physiological strain that your body is experiencing.
Apabila tubuh anda mengalami beban haba, suhu badan akan meningkat, sekaligus meningkatkan risiko heat stroke atau stroke haba, iaitu sindrom tindak balas keradangan yang berpotensi membawa maut. Profesor Jay menjelaskan bahawa stroke haba bukanlah punca utama kemudaratan semasa gelombang haba.
What we see is a big spike in catastrophic cardiovascular events, so people with heart disease, they often are at much greater risk of having a heart attack during a heat wave. So really your body is redirecting all this blood away from the body core towards the skin surface to try to keep you cool, and that places a lot of strain on the heart. At the same time, we sweat a lot in order to try to increase our evaporative heat loss to keep the body cool. So that results in the risk of progressive dehydration, which then aggravates the risk of heat stroke, but also aggravates cardiovascular strain for people who have those issues.
Golongan warga emas menghadapi risiko yang lebih tinggi kerana keupayaan mereka untuk berpeluh kurang berkesan. Menurut Dr. Michelle Hamrosi, di Australia, gelombang haba meragut lebih banyak nyawa berbanding ancaman risiko semula jadi yang lain.
Heat waves are called a silent killer because they stress our bodies and they can worsen chronic diseases. So people who've already got underlying health problems. We know also how mental health is impacted by heat waves. Hospital presentations increases significantly from mental health conditions during heat waves, including increased rates of suicide and violence.
Dr. Michelle berkata gelombang haba juga boleh membahayakan wanita hamil.
If you become overheated, that really can affect the baby's health and you can have increased risk of dehydration, increased blood pressure and go into early labour.
Rebecca DiMarco mengalami padah kesihatan akibat gelombang haba ketika kehamilan bagi ketiga-tiga anak beliau. Menurut Rebecca, persediaan awal amat penting.
planning and being aware of what's coming. It was things like cold showers, minimizing how much you are out in the heat, and then, of course, trying to minimize the heat in your home. And then, obviously, you have a bit of a toss up with, you know, running aircon or trying to cool down in other ways, like fans and stuff. Just being aware and doing those actions before it's too late.
Sementara itu, Dr. Hamrosi menyarankan perangkaan pelan untuk menghadapi suhu panas yang terlalu ekstrim.
Where is the coolest part of your house? Can you create a cool refuge? And often if that is one room in the house that has an air conditioner. Think about also if you don't have access to cooling in your own home, where could you go? Could it be a friend's house, family, library, shopping center? And so it's also really important to plan ahead for a power outage. So things like putting bottles in the freezer, having like little spray bottles, and making sure you keep things like food and medications in the fridge.
Untuk mengekalkan kedinginan rumah anda, pastikan anda buka tingkap apabila suhu mula menurun dan angin sejuk bertiupan. Lazimnya apabila matahari mula terbenam. Namun, tutup semula semua tingkap rumah anda apabila suhu mula meningkat pada waktu siang hari. Amalkan rutin mudah ini untuk mengekalkan kedinginan rumah anda.
First thing I do in my own home is early in the morning, closing up all my blinds around the house, putting my fans on. Fans are a really effective way to keep cool, especially if you can keep your skin a bit damp while sitting under a fan. If you put the air conditioner on, you can set it to 26 degrees and that can really help you save power. And of course, drink a lot of water regularly during the day.
Kipas siling juga berguna, namun hanya sehingga tahap tertentu sahaja, jelas Profesor Ollie J.
We've done quite a lot of work that shows that fans actually end up aggravating heat stress, so making the problem worse when the air temperature is above 40 degrees Celsius. So that's a good kind of threshold that people can keep in mind. So use fans while it's below 40 degrees Celsius, but if it's above 40 degrees Celsius, then you're better off not using a fan.
Saranan Dr. Hamrosi, cara lain untuk menurunkan suhu badan anda ialah bermandi dengan air sejuk, menggunakan tuala basah, memakai pakaian longgar dan mengelakkan aktiviti berat pada waktu paling panas.
Can you avoid going out in the hottest time of the day? Because that's where people can run into trouble. If you've got medical appointments, you know, can you turn it into a telehealth so you can avoid going out in the hottest part of the day?
Apabila suhu mula meningkat, pastikan anda tidak melupai jiran tetangga serta saudara mara warga emas yang paling terdedah dengan risiko strok haba. Jika anda dapati jiran atau saudara mara yang dalam keadaan keliru atau kurang sihat, pastikan anda mengambil langkah untuk menyejukkan badan individu terbabit.
Can they rest in a cool place? Can they sip some more water? Can they put cool cloths around them or have a cooler shower? In the setting where they're not feeling better within a short period of time or their symptoms are progressing, it would be advised that they would call their GP or Health Direct. If the symptoms are severe, for example, person is experiencing confusion, they've fainted or having any chest pain, they have a very high temperature, that would be advised to call an ambulance.
Bagi bayi pula, pakaikan pakaian yang ringan, malah hanya pakaikan lampin sahaja kepada bayi anda pada hari yang sangat panas dan pastikan mereka kekal terhidrat mengikut kesesuaian umur.
They can also be offered cool baths. A play in water is a really good thing to do during heat waves. And the other really important point is never leave your baby in the car, even just for a short period of time during a heat wave. Babies can really quickly overheat.
Jika anda perlu berada di luar, Profesor Ollie J menyarankan supaya anda sentiasa berada di kawasan yang teduh sebaik mungkin. Juga pastikan anda memakai topi dan kacamata hitam untuk melindungi mata anda dari sinaran yang terlalu terik. Dan kini, seperti di Asia, semakin ramai orang lelaki dan perempuan mula mengguna payung untuk berteduh dari sinaran terik matahari.
It's important for people to keep in mind that the temperature that we see on the weather forecast, that's actually measured in the shade. So if you're out in direct sunlight, you can be exposed to temperatures as much as 15 to 17 degrees Celsius higher than those temperatures that you think you're exposing yourself to. So finding shade is really important.
Profesor Oli J bersama rakan setugas beliau kini menghasilkan aplikasi pemantauan cuaca dan suhu secara percuma. Aplikasi HeatWatch membolehkan anda menilai risiko tekanan haba untuk memudahkan anda membuat perancangan pergerakan anda ketika berlaku heatwave atau gelombang haba.
So you can enter in how old you are, what kind of chronic disease you might have, whether you have access to air conditioning. It also knows which postcode you're in, so it draws on freely available weather information. It then gives you an individualized or heat stress score, so it helps you understand what your personal risk is throughout the day, and we give a 7-day forecast as well. We also use it to deliver evidence-based personal cooling advice, and it helps people plan their activities.
Gelombang haba semakin kerap berlaku di Australia. Namun dengan persediaan dan kesedaran, anda boleh mengurangkan risiko. Sebaliknya, sentiasa berada dalam keadaan yang selesa dan selamat ketika cuaca panas yang melampau.